April 21, 1916, the privation of Jesus, which Louisa suffers. The sins of the world have surrounded the most holy humanity of Jesus with thorns, preventing him from pouring his grace upon creatures. I continue my most bitter days. I fear that someday Jesus may not even come in passing, and in my pain I keep repeating, Jesus, don't do this to me. If you don't want to speak, so be it. If you don't want to give me the gift of your charisms, fiat. But not coming at all, not this. You know that it would cost me my life, and that my very nature, left without you until evening, would melt. As I was saying this, blessed Jesus, increasing my bitterness, made himself seen telling me, know that if I do not come to pour myself out with you for a little while, it is because the world is receiving the last blow of destruction and all sorts of scourges. What fright! I remained terrified and petrified for the pain. So I continued to pray, saying, my Jesus, for every moment of your privation I ask you that a new life of yours be created within the souls. You must give me this grace. Only on this condition do I accept your privation. I don't deprive myself of a trifle, but of you, immense, infinite, eternal good. The cost is immense. Therefore, let's come to a deal. Jesus stretched his arms around my neck, as if he were accepting. And looking at him, ah, what a painful sight. Not only his head, but all his most holy humanity was surrounded by thorns, to the extent that I was pricked in hugging him, but I wanted to enter into Jesus at any cost. And he, all goodness, broke the garment of thorns at the point of his heart, and placed me inside. I could see the divinity of Jesus, and although his divinity was one with his humanity, while his humanity was tortured, his divinity remained untouchable. Jesus told me, my daughter, have you seen what a painful garment creatures made for me, and how these thorns have penetrated into my humanity? These thorns have closed the door to the divinity, having surrounded all my humanity, only from which could my divinity come out for the good of creatures. Now it is necessary that I remove part of these thorns, and that I pour them on the creatures so that, as the light of my divinity flows from these thorns, I may save their souls. Therefore, it is necessary that the earth be invested by chastisements, earthquakes, famines, wars, etc., in order to break this garment of thorns that creatures made for me. In this way, as the light of the divinity penetrates into their souls, I will be able to disillusion them, and to make better times arise.